Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's Learn English with News. It's Monday the 4th of March and today's news story is about an amazing world record, or an extension of a world record in fact. But before I tell you about that, let's have a look at the key words from today's news story. So here are some words that I'll be using, which I think you might not know or you might not be sure about. And I want you to listen very carefully for these words to see if you can hear them and understand them based on the context. At the end, after the news story, we will come back to all of these words to look at how I use them and what they mean. If you want to write these down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. We begin with an adjective, long running. What does it mean if something is long running? Next, a verb, skip. S-K-I-P, skip. Next, an adjective, staple. S-T-A-P-L-E, staple. And then we have a phrase, to stand by one's word. So what does it mean if I stand by my word? Another phrase next, in one sitting. In one sitting. And finally, a noun, batch, B-A-T-C-H, batch. Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them all at the end. And here is today's news story. Would you be happy to eat the same thing every day? One American man eats Big Mac hamburgers every day. Don Gorsk holds the world record for most Big Macs eaten in a lifetime and has recently extended his record to over 34,000. And at 70 years of age, he's surprised many, not only by his ability to keep eating the burgers, but also by the fact that he's still alive. In an interview by Guinness World Records, he said, "Many people thought I'd be dead by now, but instead, I've been one of Guinness World Records' longer running record holders, so that's pretty cool to me." The secret to his longevity, despite the huge number of burgers he consumes, is a healthy fitness regime, including walking 6 miles daily and skipping the French fries. Gorsk is a retired prison officer, and the McDonald's burger has become an essential part of his day. He recalled how his love of the fast food restaurant's staple product first started back on the 17th of May, 1972. "In that moment, I said, I'm going to probably eat these for the rest of my life. I threw the cartons in the back seat and started counting them from day one." And he stood by his word, despite warnings from health experts about the dangers of regularly consuming fast food. He used to drive to McDonald's every day, ordering up to 9 burgers and consuming all of them in one sitting. There's a photo of him in the local chain of the restaurant, and he even proposed to his wife, Mary, in the car park. These days, his visits to the restaurant are less frequent, and he tends to order batches of Big Macs, eat one, and take the rest home to reheat when he's hungry. And he has no plans to stop anytime soon. He said, "I plan on eating Big Macs until I die. I have no intention of changing. It's still my favourite food. When I like something, I stick with it all the time. People who have watched me eating a Big Mac often comment that I look like I'm eating one for the very first time." And that's today's news story. Okay, I can't imagine eating a burger a day. Never mind nine. Okay, let's take a look at the keywords that I gave you at the start. So the first was long running. Let's look at the context. So this comes in a quote. So he says, instead, I've been one of Guinness World Records' longer running record holders. So if you're long running, then you are continuing something for a long time. So he's been continuing having this record for a long time. Okay, next to skip. This is one of the ways he stays healthy. He skips the French fries. So to skip means to omit something. Next, staple. He recalled how his love of the fast food restaurant's staple product first started back in 1972. So a staple product. Well, staple means main or important when we're speaking in terms of consumption. So their main or most important product. Next, stand by one's word. So he said that he was going to eat these burgers every day and he stood by his word. To stand by one's word means to do as one says or promises. Next, in one sitting. So he used to drive to McDonald's every day, ordering up to 9 burgers and consuming all of them in one sitting. In one sitting means in a single session. And finally, batch. So these days, his visits to the restaurant are less frequent and he tends to order batches of Big Macs. So a batch is a quantity of goods. So he buys several, eats one, and then takes the rest home. Okay, are those keywords clear? Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and maybe you learned some new words. You can read the full transcript and test your understanding by doing a comprehension quiz over on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. If you want to join, then head to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode. And I'll be back with another new story on Wednesday.